Okay, we're learning the sugya of mitzvah tzichas kavana not. So we had Avu Deshmu, we had Rabba, Rava, all of them say that mitzvahs do not need kavana. And then we said, so what about the being over an aveda, bal tesev? Also, you don't need kavana. So we said that no, that chutzlus manai, you're not over unless you have kavana. From the bottom of the page, Omalei Rab Zeda Lishmai. Rab Zeda said to his gabbai, Ichavin V'Tokali. Have kavana when you blow for me. When you blow, have me kavana. Have kavana. What's pshat? It says Rashi. Rashi is Machlokes Rav Halam Pshat. Rashi says Ichavin V'Tokali. Niskavin L'Tkoya B'Shmi. Have in mind to blow in my name. Lahoitzi Ani Dechavasi. To be Moitzi Dechavasi. So Rashi holds that he holds that mitzvahs need kavana. That you have to blow to have me in mind to be Yaitzi the mitzvah. So, according to Rashi, Rav Zeda argues with the three opinions before, and he holds you do need kavana. And based on that, the Rif, that pshat, the Rif learns that the halacha like Rav Zeda, and a number of the shayin learn the halacha Rav Zeda that mitzvahs do need kavana. The Rambam says himself.
No,
Shlich Tzibur, we said before, it has in mind everybody. But the idea is they have a mind to be yetz the mitzvah, not just have a mind to make sure it's the sound of a shayfer. The Balamoyel and pshat, no. That Rav Zeda agrees mitzvahs don't need kavana. But he told him was, have in mind, make sure the sound that you're blowing is a shofar sound. You're not a mes'asig, you're just playing in some notes and suddenly a sound comes out, the correct sound. Make sure that you have in mind to blow proper shofar. But not to be moitzi in the mitzvah. So then the halacha then is mitzvahs ain't sichas kavana. Mitzvah, last year question, we learned in the Mishnah, as he walking by your shul, as your base is on the Mishnah, as your house is next to shul, you hear the sound of a shofar, right, kai megillah, sound of megillah, im kivin liba, if you had kavana yotza, im lav lo yotza, v'chi kivin liba mahava. So what helps if you, the shemeya, has kavana, heyich lekom echavanan, that person didn't have you in mind. So according to Rashi, where's the kavana? He has to have you in mind. He's mitzvah in the mitzvah. And according to the Balamoid, the blower had to have a mind to blow a sound of a mitzvah. And what helps if I have a kavana to listen to the sound of a mitzvah if it's not being produced? I'm thinking about a hocha b'shliach tzibur askin. I'm talking about a chazan the daite akula alma. He thinks about the whole show. Toshma kumne niskaven shaymeya v'loy niskaven mashmiya. What happens if the Shemeya had kavana, but not the Mashmiya, the listener, but not the manu emits the sound? The blower needs kavan, Mashmiya, the Shemeya. Forget. The blower, not the listener, la yotze, you're not yetze, achi, yis kavan, Shemeya, u Mashmiya. And we put them both together, the Shemeya and the Mashmiya. Tony Mashmiya, du Mashmiya, learning the two together. Mashmiya, Shemeya, la atzmoy, just like the one who's listening. He has to listen to make sure that he hears himself. Af Mashmiya, Mashmiya, la atzmoy. And the Mashmiya himself also is Mashmiya for himself as well. He has to have a mind. Uktani. And we learned, according to many, the Gis is Uktani. Yotze is still Yotze. It sounds like from here that if the Mashmiya had himself in mind, just like the Shemeya, who does the Shemeya have to have in mind when he hears? He doesn't have to have in mind that Mashmiya should be Yaitse. He has to have in mind that he should be Yaitse from the sound. The Mashmiya then Luchayit is like the Shemeya. The Mashmiya has to be in mind to have himself be Yaitse with the sound. And that's good enough. And he doesn't have to have in mind the Shemeya, because the Mashmiya is similar to the Shemeya. Uktani, and we learn, it says saying Yotze, that you Yaitse, that the Mashmiya, as long as he had himself in mind, he's Yaitse, even though he did not have the Shemeya in mind, the Kashan of Zayda. Okay, that's how many learn. The Vilugan has a different shot, but that's how many learn. Or the Vilnagoyen's word is, it says lo yotze in singular, and that if the Mashmiya didn't have a mind, lochayda lo yotze, nobody's yotze. What do you mean lo yotze? By saying lo yotze, it sounds like that the Mashmiya is not yotze, but everybody else is yotze. So Zarai, you don't have to have kavan to other people, kashan of zeda. Everything. What do you write? Tanoi, machle, tanoi. In time, we learn, shemeya, shemeya la atzmai, that the shemeya has to hear for himself. Well, Mashmiya, Mashmiya, Fidak, and Mashmiya just blows regularly for himself, and that's good enough. I would have Yeti Medra, Mori Mishlech Tziba, by a chazan, he has everybody in mind, of the Yachid, Lo Yotza, she's Kav Shemeya, Mashmiya. Tanakama hole, he doesn't have to have anybody in mind, as long as he has himself in mind, it's good enough. And that's what the Braisi brought before. Shemeya and Mashmiya are together. However, we hold a Rabbi Yeti that says, no, that you have to, Mephedesh, have in mind the Shemeya, otherwise you're not Yetzer. Okay, Mishnah. Hoyo, Kasha Yori, Moshe, by the Chavis HaMolech. Moshe lifted his hand. Goyode, Vigova, Yisrael, Eden 1, Michi Yodav, Shal Moshe, Oysel Muhammad. When he lifted his hand, Eden 1, Oysheiv, Yisrael Muhammad. If they put him down, he breaks the Muhammad. Elohim will tell you, calls man shall Yisrael mistakling clapping my life. He lifted his hand, they're all looking to Shemayim, Umishabdin, that's Liban Lavim Shemayim, and in servitude to the Abish to Hayim is Gabri. But if not, Hayun Naiflim, the Eden would fall. Similarly, we find when by the Eden, when the Nechashim and Israfim, it says in the positive, Hashem said to Moshe, I say Lechosorof, you should make yourself that snake, Vesim Moshe, Alnais, and lift him up there. Everybody was bitten by these wild snakes. Well, then look up, and they will be healed. Look up at this copper snake there. That's enough. It's going to give them life. Look up, and they realize it comes to the Abish Tilmashab. They were healed. If not, they would just pass out. Okay. Chedesh. I'm not sure exactly how this fits into this whole sugya here. Cheresh shayte vekatan. Someone who is himself not chayv in mitzvahs. Ein moitzi in a serab min dechavatsi. Na moitzi ram dechavatsi. Big machloik is a shoynim. It says a cheresh. Normally cheresh is a inish shemei vei medaber. Over here we come to hear shayfer l'chayde. The whole mitzvah is to hear the shayfer. If the mitzvah is to hear the shayfer, then how come then you're not chayv because you can't hear the shayfer. Other than the mitzvah is to blow the shayfer. And so then you have to understand how why cheresh is potter. But lepoil a cheresh, so they hold that a cheresh can't hear. But it's part of the mitzvah, has no mitzvah. Others learn that no, a cheresh is definitely chayiv in the mitzvah, but he can't do the mitzvah. But he's chayiv, therefore he could be mitzvah others. And what's pshat over here? You have to worry what pshat over here is.
How can you put him in a position where he's chayiv and he can't do it?
The Mogen Avraham Paskin, the famous Mogen Avraham,
in Lamed Tes. He can't hear it, but he can bluff with somebody else.
No, but here the Mishnah says he can't, because how you learn Pshat. The din is that Misha ainu b'kshida, ainu b'ksida. You cannot put on film if you don't have the mitzvah, if you don't wear film. Shabbat, he doesn't have a left hand. Can he write film? So the Mogen Avraham says yes. Why? He betzim is chayiv. Puma, the Russian uses a puma de koyvle. His mouth is aching him. He's an onus. It's not the same thing as not being chayiv. Not being chayiv means that you don't have a mitzvah. You don't have a mitzvah. How can you do it? He says that Moron says you are chayiv, but you can't do it. Same achleikas is when it comes to psalm, you can't smell. Can you make the bracha psalm for other people? Is it pshat you can't smell? You have no mitzvah. You have a mitzvah psalm, but you can't do it. And big difference is if you're a bar chayiv or not. That's because I can't do it. I can make somebody else. This is a rule. If you're not chayiv, you can't be with anybody else. We learned. Everyone's chayiv kiyas shayfer. Koyanim, levim, Yisraelim, everybody, including gedim, ba'avodim, meshachrodim, and liberators, avodim, the tumtum, and the ra'igin is also chayiv. Even though you have an eved and the half mechayin part is chayiv and kiyas tumtum, ainu moitzi tumtum, suffix zochar suffin nekeva. Ainu moitzi loy es minoyv loy es sheinim. Maybe you're zochin nekeva. And the Reagan is, since it's a mid berif natsma, moitzi es minoy, or even not a berif natsma, maybe he's a zacher, maybe he's in a cave, or maybe he's both, but I don't know. So whatever it is, he's moitzi es minoy. You all have the same halal, it's a legal question, you all have the same legal status. Avaloy eshe eni minoy, can't be anybody else. Misha chetzi ever chetzi mechayin, eni moitzi loy es minoy, cannot be moitzi anybody similar to him, or avaloy eshe eni minoy, nor anybody else, because half of him is not chayiv. Exactly. Oh my, you just said hako chayiv, here's chayiv, a coin in Israel, and pshita. Why shouldn't a kohen levi be chayiv? Ihani le mechayiv and ma mechayiv. If these people are chayiv, who is? The Gemara kohen mitzchalei. The chiddush is kohenim. Why? Salke dat chamin min. I would have thought hoy lechsim. It says in pasuk that yom tru a year lechem, but on Rosh Hashanah should be yom tru lechem, and don't do any avoda. Man, the less say el bet kirchad yom. Only those who have a one day a year mitzvah tkiya, they're the ones who are chayiv in this tkiya. And we have in this week's parsha that you should blow every time you bring a carbon. I would have thought that maybe they don't have the mitzvah of shayfer at all. Come on, even they have the mitzvah. Oh, for example, me dummy, what the fuck likes to? Hasam chatzaitzes. Here, to my chatzaitzes. The hocha shayfer, here shayfer. What's the dimion? El Yitzchak, no, I need it for another reason. Salke, I mean, I would have thought. Ho, Yilatanan. It says that what kind of tkiyas do you blow by Shnas HaYevel? Shav, the HaYevel, Rosh Hashanah, they were all the same din. We learned before, Latkiyah, Lebrach, is the mounted tkiyas and Lebrachas. I would have thought, man, the Yisei Mitzvah Yevel, those who are bound by the laws of Yevel, Yisei Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, had Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Abba, Vahani, Koinim, Hoyel, the less than Mitzvah Yevel. They don't have Mitzvah Yevel when it comes to Chazaras, Akark, and all that. So maybe they don't have also the din of Shofar. of Rosh Hashanah. So that's what Kamashlan is chayiv. What's the ma'aseh? Now we learned in the Mishnah, koyanim ulevim moichin. A normal person can sell a property, has to buy back within a batir chayme, has to buy it back within 2 years, otherwise forfeits it. When it comes to a normal house, first year he cannot buy back, only afterwards. And your evil goes back. And if you just gave it to Hegdish and you don't redeem it, and then the Gizbar sells it around, that person does not give it back to you. These were all dinim by Israel. None of these didn't apply to a koyan or levi. The goyim levim moichin leinu can sell always, or goyim can always redeem, or other gizis they makdish leilim. I would have thought since they don't have a dinner yevul mitzvah shana lo yilechayv, they should also not have mitzvah shana shemblo shayfik k'mash. On the achayv, Rashi, avodim shachrodim, avodim lo yistam avodim. No, the whole mitzvah she'ena isha chayev is bo ena ever chayba. Ever na chay, isha chayev ever na chay. Tuna the regular shem azochem is zochem. Umitzvah chayev mishon tzad chedish bo yisrael yomtzay as free tumtum ena meitzimina tumtum kemoisa shem teke azen nekeva vechavei lezochem. Well, then maybe you happen to be a zacher, and the person is a you're maybe a kind of gave him a zacher, and the regnum is mean, and the regnum is kemoisa like him. Ibas a zacher is ozlish name chayu chayv. Ibas a nakr is ozlish name patur. They both have the same legal status. Whatever you want to consider them, that's what they are. And the third option is they're buried with an atzmi. Michi chetzi eved los. It said avdus the mashmiya, the part of the blowing is mixed in over there. The side avdus which is patur, mapi tzad chedesh shemeya, and miyetsi the tzad shemeya. Goyani Levi Magdishim Loilam again Loilam. So Rashi's Gisa is, according to this one, is Magdishim, not Moichin Loilam, but Magdishim Loilam. So you Gisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi, Shalaboy said, Goysin, my other my devil's goyit is Moichin Loilam, two different missions in the same Masechta. Shtein Mishnais of Sechta Erchin, Ubein Magdishim, Bein Moichin, Tavayi Mishnai say the actual, I did a ton of Hosn Gabi Yisrael. Since when it came to Yisrael, it says, Ein Magdishim, Lifna Hayeva, Pachas Mishnai Shonim, a minimum of 2 years before, but like Goylin, Achra Yeva, Pachas Shonim, at least 1 year afterwards, if they sell it, they cannot, they have to give a year. Tanaga b'koinim by the Losh b'koinim is magdishin. A response to that, that he can always be magdish to the last minute, and v'goylin can always be goylin right away. But I did a tani goylin magdishin gabi adodi. Since we have the dinim of goylin magdishin right next to each other, tanam gabi goylin the mechida that meichel. So too when it talks about mechida that an ordinary soul cannot be goyel after yevul or comes back after he was invited by or if we gave it to Hegdish and Hegdish sells on, you can't bring it back. Over here, the kainin can always be meicher. Or by the chaim, you forfeit after 2 years. Here, hachemuk said the erchin. Well, ma'al goyin loyel. What do you mean goyin loyel? If you should remember, so the meicher buys if you sell a house, but the chaim even lo yigel ad malays l'shana to me after within a year nechlat he loses forever. So if you sell a bayis, but the chaim within a year you can redeem it, and if otherwise you forfeit it, avol belavim guulas oylem. They can always redeem it. But the grandmother, the grandfather, and the mother.
Who was a
Bas Yisrael. So yeah, yeah. And the third one is the fishing of Magdish Dei Achuzah. The third din. V'im lo yigal zasod the bayli umocha gizvos. If he sells it on, sells the lish achal lo yigal. You can no longer redeem it. Once Hector sells it on, you can redeem it. Eliyachil koyin beyevul. It goes back to the koyinim beyevul. However, Levim going loyim can always redeem it. V'hai da amrin hocha less the mitzvah yevul. What do you mean? No mitzvah yevul. Which mitzvah? Koy amakdish de achuza. The case where you makdish is the achuza v'lo goli didn't redeem it. Umochre gizv unsold it. She'en yevul mafkia miyad amakdish im levihu. If he's a levi, the yevul does not take it away. Kederach she mafkia miyad shalak. Take away miyad yisrael. Kamashon gesin v'lo gesin in the heed. The less without greatest, the truth don't have much of karka. They do have dinim of Yevul. Whatever they buy from Yisrael, they got to give it back in Yevul. So you can't say that Kainim don't have the dinim of Yevul. So you don't say Nihid, they don't have a dinim of Shemitah Kaka. They do. If they bought from Yisrael, they got to give it back. Levim don't lose all the mitzvahs. You thought, man, you get away. Huh? Look at Rashi says here. You mean? Nafke Levim, Mekala mitzvahs. Adinin, Ben Shalach Yisrael Mehen, and Dinin, Ben Shalach Yisrael Mehen, you know, I'll apply my Amanid L'chutzal Odeim, you know, where they have fields, have their Madrasayim L'chutzal Odeim, they have 2,000 Amas on all sides, Yeitze B'Yevul, Ba'afil L'Bati Yoyle Chayma, even Bati Yoyle Chayma, She'ein Chayzin L'Yisrael, B'Yevul Chayzin Lem, and even Bati Chayma, that don't go back to Yisrael, in Yevul, to them it goes back, the Chsiv Asher Yigam L'Lim, so they do have Dinim of Yevul, and the Vasa Chiddush is that certain Dinim of Yevul they have, certain Dinim they don't have, but they're Chayim and Shefer. Why can't it be moitzi others? The loyosi tzad avdus umapi tzad chedes. The what? Tzad avdus cannot be moitzi chedes. Lots of nami laws that avdus didn't mapi tzad chedes. They're saying it for himself. Same problem. How can he be moitzi himself? The tzad avdus is not chayv mitzvahs. And this is the rai. The mitzvah is. So I want to say that I from here is a mitzvah is to blow. The mitzvah is to listen. Well, who cares what the tzad avdus produces? The tzad chedus is listening to a mitzvah. So the tenet from that is that even though that the mitzvah is to listen, but you have to hear the sound of a mitzvah. And the sound of the avdus... Exactly. I'm not going to have to tell you what we learned. Very interesting name. Ava, the son of Rav Zeda, learned. Kol habrochas, kulin, all the brochas. Even though you were Yotze, you can make somebody else. Why could you be made somebody else? Because Arvis. Sorry? It's the same guy. Oh, yeah, true, yeah. He says it, all the brachas. Even though Yotze Maitzi, even though you Yotze Maitzi, you can be made somebody else. Why? Because since you're Kosar Raven, as if you didn't do your mitzvah, you still chayv. Who said you have to? I'm not an order for you. Don't eat. If I wasn't Yotze, I can be Yotze you, provided we had that you were Yehesef together, we sat down together. If you're Yotze, you cannot be Yotze. Look, Rashi. All our ravens each other, be mitzvahs. Chutz, except Birchas alach yain, Vishar Birchas pedis, Verechoni, she ain't choyhe, there's no choyhe, no osa, lehonis, but no mazeh, blei bracha, it's an isa to eat without a bracha. But there's no choyhe to do it, so they find why am I an oriv. Vizu ain't kan arbis, she ain't choyhe ala odom, loy liz ha, never loy levarich. Don't have a no, don't make a bracha. So this is what about, a boy, a bro, it's a question, what about Birchas, halechem shal matzeh, what about the birch alechma matzah or birch, which is yechayva? But the question is not on the alechilas matzah; it's the hamoitzi lechem. What's the birchas hanenin in a mitzah, or birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayayin? What is it? Ma, what is it? Do we say kiven the chayva hu mapik? Do we say because it's a chayv in the birch hanenin part is I'm an order? The only way you can do the mitzah is by eating the bread, making birch hanenin. So I might say I deal with bracha lav chayv. The bracha is not a chayv. What's the two thought? Rashi. Birchas alechem shalachilas matzah shemivorchin yimege bracha lifne hamoitzi. What do you mean lifne hamoitzi? Okay, it's achar hamoitzi. What's the zayin over here? Lifoneha. Okay. Well, birchas yayin shemivorchin lifne for kiddush. Mao, do we say alachilas matzah umekadish yisro? Rashi is talking about the kiddush of yomtiv because he's talking about matzah. So it's one continuation. The matzah and the kiddush of yomtiv. Like to buy, look, not a question. The chayiv and the chayiv. Umapik and yaitze. Ela birchas hamoitzi, birchas hayayim meboile. That brachas ain't boys. Ela lefish habavarach tzar shiitim. Why do they come? They don't come for the mitzvah. They come because if you want to eat it, the only way you can do it is this. How? Because you can't get it without do the mitzvah without it. Does that become a chelik of the mitzvah, or do we still treat it as birchas anen? The efshel lehaned blei brach. Is that one way of looking at it? So therefore, it's as if it now became part of the mitzvah. Or you know, me loy time you. E efshel loyayv lechad menay lemitum blei brach amai. Everyone needs a brach. What's the word of din? So Rashi doesn't explain. So what's the other tzad? That what? That even though it's a means to an end, the only way you can do the mitzvah is for birchas hanenin. But at the end of the day, what is the birchas hanenin? It doesn't take on the inyan of the birchas hamitzvah. So do you want to touch my kumen here? No, but Rashi said, "Ki avina beit our puppy, have him a kaddish." Rashi said, "When we were by that puppy, he made kiddush for us. We see havi osi arise medabra, and if a sharecropper came in from outside from the midbar, having a kaddish l'makri, he made kiddush for them again, and he made boy priyagofen." Rashi. Given the chayvu achilas matzah chayvu love, he didn't chayvu love. He efshe shleib b'ano, he can't do that. B'ano, he efshe shleib bracha. Nimtzas hamitzah tluye bebirchad ano umapi yetsa. I deal with birchad ano lav chayvu lemitzah. I know it's not a mitzah. So I'm chol no easy in the heges. You would make the bracha anytime you have ano. Look, we're about to tell him what we learned. So what do we push it? We push that you could that they take on the birchad mitzvahs. So the gemara. So the Gemara, Tana Bonan, we learned. Lo yifrez ad prusa lochin. He should not give a prusa to a guest. Eli ken oichle may eat with them. Aba poidus who lebon of lebeisig and chanchem mitzus. You should not be poidus make a bracha mitzus unless eating with them. How can you make a bracha bichus and then in other people? However, for your children you can because you'll train them for brachas. Rashi lo yifrez bichus and mitzus get min leil she ainu chayv and a chayv lo yoichle yivarchu. Don't need to make a bracha. I'm talking about you're not eating yourself. But the kids you can because you can train them for a bracha. Uva halu megillah, afa bishiyatzim meitzin. Halu megillah, even though the yaitzim you could, because they have a chiyuv. Big machleik is a poskim here. Halu megillah, both of the rabbanon. Are we just saying by mitzvahs the rabbanon you can say that? Or even by mitzvahs the raisa? On top of the page we had kiddush. Kiddush and matzah, lecheda mitzvahs the raisa. But from this braisa. So the Gemara definitely holds that lecheda by mitzvahs the raisa. But this braisa seems to be only using examples the rabbanon. Does that mean the braisa holds only by Mitzvah Rabbanon?
Or is it stand as quick as example?
That's right, yeah. Hadn't look at Rubez. Look at Mishnah. Yom Tev Shal Rosh Hashanah Chol B'Shabbat B'Migdash. It's similar to what we have also in the fourth Pedic there by Lulav. In the Migdash they used to blow Shofar. Avalai B'Medina. Mem Had B'Migdash. Chalek is what Medina is. According to Rashi, Medina means Rashi Loi B'Rishalayim V'Loi B'Gvulun. According to Rambam, Medina means Gvulun. But Yishalayim definitely you did blow. Bishachara is called the Mishlaim is called the Bahar Base Midish. Bishachara Base Midish, Hiskin, Rabbi Yechon, Ben Zakai, she had taken Bechol Mokum, she has Bebezin. Tasting wants to run already. Why by Lulav we learned that in the olden days they used to bench Lulav on the first day of Sukkot? And Rosh Hashanah, only in the Mokum Bezin. So Tasting says, because Lulav is the Isa because of Muktzah. And Sachakal Tiltil Ba'almas. So that's a Shvach Isa, so in those days they allowed it. Worst because you didn't make a mistake, so what you do? You do a little bit of muktzah tiltul. Mashenki and Shaifa is a chachmi, he's much more, a higher degree of muktzah, therefore we don't allow. So how come fakir that today, in a bezin, mokke bezin, we allow Shaifa and Lulav after we stop being Lulav, we don't say mokke bezin, you can? Because Shaifa is part of our tshuva, and also as according to the Abishah, to make sure it gives a good year, and that's so important, so we decided to continue it. Let me say, she had taken b'chol mokum she yesh by bezin, wherever there was a bezin. Ever with us a bezin 23. Omar Abulazar lehiskin. Abulazar says lehiskin. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai ela beyavna bavad. Only meyavna. What's a yavna? Dok Rashi. Shahoyis Hashem sanek doyle beyamut. This sanek doyle. Chel chomokish shagol sanhedrin. And everywhere the main sanhedrin went. Abuloy be bezin shalosh shalosh. Not even forget about bezin 3. Even a bezin 23 doesn't do. Only the bezin of 70 or 71. Omruloy. They argued echad yavna echad chomokish shiyes be bezin. Wherever there's a bezin. Not sure yet if it's 23 or 30. Anyway, there's a bezin, you can go ahead and blow shayfer. Another thing with Yishalayim had more than Yavna. Not sure what the first thing is they're asking. I think we'll talk about it. Shekol Yishihiroya by Yishalayim, even if you're not part of Yishalayim, but you can see it. Or Shemas, you can hear it. V'kraven, close enough. V'yachayla lovey, and they can come in. Toikin, they can blow. Over Yavna, they're taking a bezin. But in Yavna, they only did it in bezin. In Yishalayim, any city was close, you can do it. Not clear anywhere in Yishalayim. Or just in front of the bezin, Rashi. When Yishlaim was up, Yiseida bitkir Shabbos al Yavna over Yavna. She called Yisroel Yishlaim. Which is my chayyur love. But my mother, my tani, come by. When you eat, looking more about it. But I mean, how do you know this? I'm not blaming Balach. I'm not chama Bachanina. Kosev echad. One pasuk says Shabbos and Zichron Trua. One pasuk says that it's only a Zichron Trua. Another pasuk says Yom Turi Lechem. Which is Zichron or Yom? Like Kasha. Can't be Yom Tov Shecholi is B'Shabbos. That's only a Zichron Trua. You can't blow. Kam b'yamtav chole b'chay levachon. Freddy Gemara, Amar Ravi, the Raisa he, b'midish ha'itakin, it should sound like ma'atayri, you shouldn't blow on Shabbos. So how could the Beis Midish did? The Rabbanu's we can suspend in the Beis Midish, but not the Raisa's. B'oid, ho'lav malachi, ha'inochmer, it's not really a malach. What are they that you're doing by blowing shayfer? Sachakol, it's mukta, the itza kroli muti, need a pasuk to remind it. The Tanya of Yerushalmi will call Melech as Avoid Leisashi. Now do Melecha Yotzet Kiyah Shayfu, which is not really Melecha, or the D as a pass, removal of the bread, which requires a skill. She Chachma Melecha. Mechleish Hashem Dafka, but it's raw even when it's fully baked. It's a Chachma, not a Melecha. So how can you tell me the Torah asks it? Rashi Zichron Trua V'Loi Trua Mamish Ela Mikroi Shat Trua Yamri. Just say Malchus Zichron Shayfus Melechi Beat Me as a Melecha. What is it? Yeah, the Gemara Baite. Elo, my Rav says, Rav, taste that puvaket. If it would have been malacha, then of course you're not doing it on Yom Tov. It says, come malacha leisasu. Because it's not a malacha, we would have thought you could. So the Teddy came along and says, don't do it. What's the most kashir? V'oi malacha hi. So Teddy says, no, if it's not a malacha, then why would the Teddy ask it? But if it is a malacha, we would have thought, but maybe the mitzvah of Shofar pushes away the malacha, the Teddy has to ask it. Any element of it, right? No malachim. The rice and mishay mutter. The rabbanu the goes beke the rabbo. The rabbanu goes like rabbo. No more rabba. Hakol chayov and bekiyah shayfer. The ain hakol bekiyah and bekiyah shayfer. Gzeid Hashem mitlam yad v'yachid zabokilum of the yavin and alam shirab. Behind time lul, behind time megillah. It's all the same. Rashi gzeid Hashem mitlanu. The midrash loy goes. That's why the base of midrash won't goes. The ain isa shvus. The rabbanu be midrash. No isa shvus. So you want to write it. Mishachar the base of midrash. He's gonna be chum zakei. Turn up. We learn. Pamachas that happened once. Chol reish hashana liv shabbos. Reish hashana fell on shabbos. Why you call her? In Wisconsin, everybody came into Yerushalayim to blow shofar because they wanted to hear shofar. You couldn't hear it in your own town, so everybody came in. Actually, this is Yavne. So everyone came around in Yavne. They came in to hear it. Should we blow shofar? Everybody came to Yavne to hear. Let's go blow shofar. Let's talk about it. Nitka, let's blow. Let's sit down talk about it. You don't have that much time. This is how we snuck in this din. Right now, they always go to Yerushalayim. Now, Yerushalayim is Chodov, the world came to Yavne. So the Abbechim Zak said, let's blow. They said, no, let's talk about it. It's not Yerushalayim. So he said, no, let's first blow and then we'll talk about it. Yeah. Omrulai Nodin. What was that? After the blue, I'm the new. Not let's sit down and fabring. Let's see whether we should do it or not. I'm the kavanish. We can be yavne fafal. Once you blue ready, everyone thinks that you blow in yavne. We can continue. Hey, mashiv lacham ma'ise. So bechem zeken is a chevruman. He snuck it in.
Nice.
The
Mishma will do what we want.
Mishma
will hear what Torah says about it.
He's got feeling what this is what Torah wants. Rashi. Vayu kol ha'odim yavne around yavne miskantzim l'sham l'shmoi hit kiyem m'shluchi bezn. They would hear it from the shluchi bezn l'fishoi regilin came to Yerushalayim. That's how it was done in Yerushalayim. The Gemara Vayta. Interesting. Omer Rabbi Loza lehiskin Rabbi Yechim mezake ela be yavne bevada. Loza in our Mishnah says only yavne. Omer Uloy that said to him echad yavne echad kol mokish yavne. Any city had a bezin they blew. Sorry, let's do Rashi Mishnah Rashi. B'nei Pseidik doy ladoy. B'nei Pseidik doy ladoy. Not an im yesh leagues. Hilo. With Hilo. By Pesach. Yeah, with Hilo. This is two generations before. But maybe just the whole family, right? Maybe may the last name. Maybe should we be guided by Bezen also someone might carry. How can we go and insult ourselves after we did it? So they answer back, say Yabnus anywhere else. Same thing, you blow anywhere. Omruloi, how in the telekama? Telekama also you blow anywhere. The difference is beidina da kroi a tight veil kebezn. What's a tight veil kebezn? Big man chleg v'shoni. Blashi beidina kroi l'tana kama takin you blow v'tana the omru loy so echad yavne chomok yisroel ben kavua do me the yalag yavne. According to the Rif, a kroi means a 3-man bezn and a bezn. And a bezin, another one means 23. That according to the Tanakhama, even a 3-man bezin, so the Rif in his city is to blow shofar. And this is his basis.
But you can't have a small bezin which is kavua.
He tight just kavua. It don't do with fixed or not. Kavua is 23, is like the big bezin, and akroi means a 3-man bezin, but it's still a permanent bezin.
It's because of the things that you
exactly. What? Exactly. So that's why the Rif, you always hear that he used to blow shofar in his bezin is based on his Gemara. Rashi seems to be learning that you always need 23. But the chilek is, was it a permanent bezin or was it a kroi, like only for a year or so? But 3-man bezin, you can never, that's why according to Rashi, you can never have a blowing shofar. But according to the Rif, till today, you would blow shofar. The Rif says over here. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.